Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I see you in the queue. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Amen. Praise God from whom my blessings flow. And let's see. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Now, what a week it's been and what a weekend it's been. I don't know about you, but I want to thank in heaven above for a wonderful week, a wonderful weekend, family, because family is all you have. When you break it on down, family is everything. Thank God and praise the Lord if you still have your mother and father. Thank God and praise the Lord if you still have your sisters and brothers. Thank God and praise the Lord if you still have your nieces and nephews. Thank God and praise the Lord if you still have your cousins. Praise God and thank the Lord if you still have, you know, your grandparents, great-grandparents. Thank God and praise God if you have a good portion of health and strength. Now, on our show, it's a civil rights talk show, but oh, we're not afraid to talk about God and his glory and his blessings that he showers down on us every single wonderful day. I want to make a phone call to one of our hosts on the show. But before I do that, what a wonderful weekend it has been. I just want to thank God right now because, you know, I just came back in last night from Phoenix, Arizona, out there visiting family and spending time with family, and it was amazing. It was amazing. Thank God for being able to visit family and get away from the monotony and a little bit of drama and whatever's going on in the world. When you take out time for self-rest, self-examination, you got to do something for yourself sometimes. It's good to help others and it's good to do for others, but it's nothing like when you do something good for yourself and then you get into your meditation with God and you let God know that, you know, and then God will be like, hey, I'm going to bless you with a break. Because sometimes we need a break. And sometimes we need to meditate and fast and just focus on God and what he has in store for us. So I just want to thank God and shout out in Phoenix, Arizona, and Chandler, Arizona, and all over Arizona where we have family. And I just want to thank God right now. On the show we have for you today, we have some extremely very, very interesting topics. Don't go anywhere. We have some very interesting topics for you this morning. And one of our topics is diabetes, part two of diabetes, because there's over 6 million people in America that are fighting type 1 and type 2 diabetes. 6 million, that's a lot of people. And good morning, Gloria Majors. The worst diabetes is the one that attacks kids at a young age. I'm doing good, Ms. Gloria Majors. God bless you and your family. You know, some kids are 7 years old. They're diabetic and they're on the needle. They type 1, they have to take a shot every day. And I want to say this to the parents out there. Be careful of what you allow your kids to eat because you have to eat to live and not live to eat. And if you're feeding your kids donuts and candy and sugar, all that sugar, it will eventually turn into diabetes. And the worst thing in the world is to be overweight and obese as a 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or 11, 12-year-old, or even an adult, and be diagnosed with diabetes. It's a very serious disease that can cause a lot of ailments and elements to take place in the human anatomy that is not natural and not normal. Number one, it can make you blind. Number two, it can make your arteries lock up. And number three, it can cause you severe pain in your body where your nerves are. And number four, which is actually number one, it can make you lose limbs off your body. And number one, over all of them, it can kill you, literally. So that's why we're doing a part two of diabetes. And then our second topic is, which we'll talk about later, is there are 5 states in the United States with slavery on the ballot. Slavery is on the ballot in 5 states, and 3 more states have been added to those 5. But we'll talk about that. That's our second topic. But meanwhile, just want to talk a little about Chicago. Every weekend in Chicago, there are numerous shootings, and I mean numerous shootings. Most of them are black-on-black crime. Now, you know on our show, we always talk about how important it is to stop black-on-black crime, to stop shooting each other, to stop dissing each other, to stop putting each other down. We need to lift each other up. We should always be lifting each other up. Don't get mad if she has something better than you as a female. I hear about all these females that want to fight all the time. For what? Is this fight for what? What are you fighting for? Because her stroller is better than your stroller, or her hairstyle is better than your hairstyle? I mean, you get in Middle Street pulling each other's hair out, and people get their cell phones and they put it on YouTube, they put it on TikTok, they put it on Facebook, they put it on Instagram, on IG, and it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. So, wow. All right. Praise God. From whom my buddy goes. Got you, Sister Rita Adams Jones. Praise God. Praise God for Sister Rita Adams, Dr. Jones. She's going to do her segment, Mental Health and You. Good. It's been quite the day, and it is still going to be quite the day. It's, by the way, I almost forgot. It's Halloween. That's right, 10/31/2022. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. 10/31/2022. Hey, Rashonda Castillo, God bless you and good morning, my sister. How are you? You're always welcome to call into the show. And for those people who want to call in and discuss, the number is 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Hey, good morning, Vera. How are you? So let's get our guests into the studio this morning. I want to start off with our co-producer, Talana Jones, my daughter. Good morning, Talana. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Good morning.
Good morning, Daddy. Good morning to Butterfly, my Dr. Granny B, and to Professor Rains, to Clarence and Madeline. Shout out to Cousin B. I love you all the way in Texas. And to everybody on Facebook Live, I love you. God bless you all. Happy Monday, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, let's go to Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera. How are you? Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am doing great. Good morning to all the co-hosts and every single listener out there.
Amen. Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. And
morning.
Talana, say good morning to your butterfly.
Good morning, Granny V. I love you, Butterfly.
Good morning. I love you, too.
And before we say good morning to Clarence and Allen, Cousin V is on Facebook Live, and she said good morning to all my co-hosts and our radio audience. Be with you, Sports Report. Amen. Praise the Lord. And November is Diabetes and Lung Cancer Awareness Month. It says here, Diabetes and Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and red for diabetes, and white for ribbons and pearls for lung cancer. And ladies, wear your pearls. Okay, that was from Cousin B on Facebook Live. And you know, that's why our first topic is part two of diabetes, and we're going to get some information for you. But before we do that, let's bring in our co-producer, Clarence and Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence and Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Talana Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones, Professor Williams, Cousin B, Dr. Reese Adams. I want to say especially good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout this nation and around the world. Good morning to our special guests to come and those who are coming. Today is the day. Today is Halloween. You know, the good thing about Halloween, we get to celebrate our ancestors. Thank you, Pastor Eddie.
All right. Now, look, it's so good. Everybody say good morning to Clarence and everybody. Clarence, say good morning to Talana and to Vera. Welcome to the show. Praise God from whom I'm blessing for everybody. So glad to have you in the studio again on this wonderful, beautiful Monday, October the 31st. There's a lot of October the 31st birthdays out there, so I want to shout out all the people whose birthday is on October the 31st. Happy birthday to you. And
good morning, Clarence and Allen. Playing my favorite song.
Good morning, Vera.
Good morning,
Dr.
Yes. And so I can't, you know, I don't know. If Clarence, can you reach out to Professor Reams real quick and I don't know if he's trying to get into the show or not, but can you give him a call real quick and see if we can get him in? Thank you very much. And while we're doing that, let's get in our let's see if we can call our special guest on the show, Dr. Andrews. We'll be right back with you. Hold on, let's see. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, and we all have rights. Let's see if we can get
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Is this Pastor Andrews?
This is she, Pastor Eddie. How are you?
Oh, feeling good, and welcome to the show this morning. You all please say good morning to Pastor Andrews.
Good morning, Pastor Andrews.
Morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Brother Clarence, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Andrews. Welcome to the show.
Amen.
Now, it's such an honor to have you on, Pastor Andrews. And you know what? I think we should open up with some prayer this morning. Cousin V is saying hello from Florida to everyone. And I think we should open up some prayer because we're talking about two very sensitive topics. And this is part two of diabetes. Cousin V said, good morning, Pastor Andrews, all the way from Florida. She's on Facebook Live.
Amen.
Yeah, praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Andrews, I would love for you to open us up with some prayer of diabetes and about how just blessing the show and everybody on the show. Go right here. Take the floor. Leave us an opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you and we thank you so much for how you continue to bring us through each night and each day, allowing us to wake up, going to sleep at night, waking up the next day, clothed in our right man, realizing that we don't belong unto ourselves, we belong unto thee. We thank you, dear God, for all that you're doing for each and every one of us. We ask you, dear God, to touch and move and bless each and every one that's on the broadcast line this morning. We ask you, dear God, to touch them and bless them right now, name by name, one by one, and soul by soul. We ask you, Lord, to look down upon all of those that might be sick in their bodies. We ask you, dear God, to open up their understanding the more and give them increase, give them healing and deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, dear God, for Pastor Eddie. Praise the Lord and Severa and all of those that are on the line that are interested in doing your will and being healthier in their vessels that they might be able to do a good and acceptable work unto thee. We ask you, dear God, to continue to bless each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Look down upon us, Lord, and bless us that we might be, amen, a blessing unto thee. In the name of Jesus, we ask and pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, 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 amen. Can I get an amen from everybody? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 All right, now, without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk. So if you want to listen to us, go to blogtalkradio.com online, blogtalkradio.com. And on the screen, put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you can listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio, and you can see the pictures that I put up there. Now, if you want to listen on Facebook Live, you want to go live with me right now, and you see me right here with my new haircut and my trim mustache and goatee, you go to Eddie Justice Jones on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and I'm live right there. Now, if you want to call on the phone and make a statement or just add on to the topic or even just say hi, just dial 646-787-8064. Press 1 and you'll be in the queue. 646-787-8064. And you'll be live on the radio with the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, and we can talk all about it. Brother Clarence, were you ever able to reach out to Professor Reams?
His phone didn't answer. I did text him a message.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, without further ado, we're going to jump into our first topic. Our first topic is diabetes. It's part two. And I just want to, part two, how to reverse the disease from the human body and what's the cure. And our very special guest will be my sister, Vera Jones, co-producer, and a very special guest, Pastor Carol Andrews, who has actually reversed diabetes, and she's going to enlighten us. So I'm going to go to Vera first, but before I go to Vera, Pastor Andrews, give an introduction, and please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just tuning in this morning, and I am just Pastor Andrews. I am not a doctor. I'm just a woman of God that does research on the body and different things in the way of line of diseases, health and wellness. And I tune in because I like to share with different ones what my experiences has been as far as healing and blessing. And one thing we do know, we do need our doctors. And once you're getting into a change in your diet or a change in your way of living that may affect your diet, you would like to talk to your doctor or your practitioner and find out what works best for you. Lots of us have different allergies and different foods and different things that we can't eat. So we would like to, you know, at that time, let our doctors know of some changes we're thinking about and different things that we want to do. I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Pastor Eddie. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie, for that wonderful introduction. Let me just give her a little hand like that introduction. Thanks very much. Now let's go to Vera Jones, who's our co-producer on the show, who does health and wellness, is going to do our opening. Thank you. Our opening on diabetes part two: how to reverse it. How to reverse it. Vera, please take the floor and share with us your information.
Well, good morning again. So last week we spoke on a couple of things that we can possibly do, and just to piggyback on a little bit of last week, what we spoke of were if you're pre-diabetic and if you have type 1 or type 2, we also mentioned a couple of foods that we could possibly eat and different foods that we should avoid. And along with that, Cousin V mentioned a herb which is called Carolyn, which is one that you can do your own research on. And I also would like to mention sea moss that you can possibly take. And I mentioned journal, what you eat every single day and then what time. And taking your blood sugar tally every single day, the first thing when you do when you wake up and then 2 hours after you eat, that's imperative. And those that have diabetes or are on borderline diabetes, yes, they say it is not a cure. However, there is a cure that you can give yourself as far as living. And then what we did mention last week was making sure that you always get your feet checked by a podiatrist and make sure your weight is within balance, so you're staying active, and your blood pressure and any medication that you may be taking is extremely important. There are other things that we mentioned were to make sure you read labels and watch your cholesterol levels, because that is one thing that we must pay attention to more often. Now, I'm going to actually pass over this platform to Pastor Andrews at this time. I'm walking out the door at this moment, Eddie, but I will be listening. I'm on my way to a home-going service. So I will pass it on to you, Pastor Andrews, and I will be listening in.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Vera. And my prayers are with you in the home going and all, because I know that there are a lot of feelings that have to be involved and things like that. And God bless you and safe traveling as, amen, you go there. But I'm going to try and share quickly within this half hour that, amen, I may have with you to share at this time. And I wanted to open up with some of the most common symptoms of type 2 diabetes and then share with you, again, some of the foods and different things that might be able to help you reverse diabetes. And first and foremost, type 2 diabetes is not cancer, but it would be a shocking diagnosis for most of us, especially if there are fearsome stories of diabetes complications in our family. Admittedly, diabetes is associated with many consequences such as renal failure, eye problems, diabetic foot, and many other striking examples on the internet. However, not every patient experiences this type of complication. And when they do, either caused by a very late diagnosis or incorrect handling and control over the disease. In every case, prevention is the key to avoid complications and additional ailments associated with type 2 diabetes. If you are suspecting diabetes, and if you already have other family members with this disease, there are a series of signs and symptoms you can check in your case. They are usually detected in patients with an early onset of type 2 diabetes and may help you recognize this disease early enough to start a preventative treatment and reduce the risk of developing most of the consequences associated with diabetes. One of them is, in the first one, increased volume and frequency of urination. This is commonly one of the first symptoms patients with type 2 diabetes report. There is an increase in the volume of urination, and they usually need to visit the bathroom too much and often during the night as well. This increased frequency often comes with urgency to urinate as well. And sometimes patients report urinary incontinence and other problems. Since they don't really know they have diabetes yet, these patients have an already high level of blood sugar. The kidneys maintain such high levels of blood sugar in the blood until they reach an upper threshold when they start leaking to the urine. Thus, patients' urine becomes sweet as a result of excess sugar that was eliminated through the urine. But as a side effect, increased glucose in the urine creates an imbalance of solute, and the organism tries to compensate by dragging water to the urine to dilute the excess. That's why people urinate more and may even feel the urge to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Throughout the disease, an increase in the volume of urination serves as a sign that something is not working as it should with the medication, because it is indicative that the blood, our blood sugar levels, are high enough to reach the threshold of the kidneys and start leaking to the urine. It's an increased thirst as a result of the increased rate of urination. High blood glucose turns into a dehydrating health condition. Mild dehydration might not be visible and may only give out certain symptoms such as increased thirst. This is the earliest reflex we experience after mild dehydration and might be associated with a dry mouth and thick saliva. Some patients would also have dry skin and brittle hair. When this problem becomes severe, increased thirst would appear in patients with high blood glucose, and it is another warning sign that the glycemic levels are very high. Now, those are the beginning stages of different ones that may be just coming into the realm of pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes or being a diabetic. But I'd like to share with you also maybe some of the foods that you might be able to intake that may help you reverse the diabetes. As Sister Vera said earlier, there's no cure for diabetes, but you can reverse it to the point you don't necessarily have to have it. I was a type 2 diabetic for about 11 years, and by changing my food diet, the way that I eat, only by changing the way that I eat, and I didn't have medication, it turned me around. So I no longer have diabetes, nor am I pre-diabetic. And that's been for going on 4 years now. March 5th would be 4 years that I have reversed my diabetes. But once you start the procedure of changing your diet and your way of...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Well, one thing about it is when you change that diet, stick with it. Because if you go back to eating the things that you were eating before that were causing you to have the problem and being diabetic, you may turn back to diabetes again. And it may be even in a worse stage than at the beginning because you had already turned it around and reversed it to where you no longer had it. So some of the foods I like to share and some of the information that I have is most beneficial foods for people with diabetes. Switching to a diabetic diet can be a real challenge for many people. Diabetes and pre-diabetes require monitoring of blood sugar, carbohydrate, and weight. Allowing blood sugar to rise may lead to kidney illness, heart disease, and even nerve damage. Fortunately, people with diabetes can enjoy a yummy diet if they know what to eat. They can still enjoy flavor enhancers such as garlic and cinnamon, and a thick, as simple as drinking milk in the morning, may regulate blood sugar. If you want to learn about the healthiest food options for diabetics, look no further. Dark leafy vegetables are a good way to go green. Dark leafy vegetables such as spinach and kale are healthy for diabetes. Their greatest strength is their high level of vitamin C. In 2015, researchers found that vitamin C reduces inflammatory markers and blood sugar, published in the Drug Design Development and Therapy. The study suggested that leafy greens may reduce symptoms in people with type 2 diabetes. Leafy greens are packed with minerals while being low in calories and carbohydrates. Another study by the University of Lancaster concluded that eating more leafy greens reduces one's risk of type 2 diabetes. Spinach, cabbage, and kale will work wonders in a diabetic diet. It can be beneficial, too, to drink milk in the morning. For a long time, experts have debated over milk's effect on diabetes. For those of you that can have it, some people are lactose intolerant, can't really have milk, but then they do have the almond milk and the nut milks now, for those that are allergic to the lactose in the other milk. And I find them to be very good too. But more and more studies are finding a positive link between the two. A 2018 study reported found that eating breakfast in the morning with milk may help diabetic people throughout the day. The protein makes you feel fuller later, which regulates both blood sugar and appetite. The researchers paired milk with a high-carbohydrate cereal and found promising results. In 2016, scientists reported that dairy products control blood sugar more effectively sometimes than eggs and soy. The point is, feel free to eat a whole 100% whole wheat cereal. Make sure it's whole grain or 100% whole wheat, because refined wheat, refined sugars, refined white flour, those are detrimental to diabetes and also high blood pressure. Those will go against it, so you don't want to go with those. A few berries can go a long way, whether you prefer strawberry, blueberry, or raspberry. All help to combat diabetes. In the journal, Obesity Research from Illinois Institute stated berries benefit insulin resistance. In particular, those who ate 2 cups of raspberries a day had lower glucose concentration. Even a small amount of berries can help reduce the risk of diabetes. Those who ate 17 grams of berries had a 5% drop in their risk of type 2 diabetes. That's equal to 13 blueberries, 9 raspberries, or 2 blackberries, and 1 large strawberry. For a healthy fat, cook with olive oil. Cook with olive oil. Although olive oil has a lot of calories, it reduces cholesterol more effectively than other types of fat. Olive oil contains healthy fats that regulate the symptoms of type 2 diabetes. During a 2015 study, researchers found that olive oil reduces the harmful cholesterol, LDL. Credit goes to olive oil's antioxidant called polyphenol. According to the journal Cardiovascular Dietology, these antioxidants lower inflammation and protect your blood cells. This way, olive oil may help regulate blood pressure as well as sugar levels. What about whole grains? Although some diabetic diets discourage bread, you don't have to cut out grains. The American Diabetes Association recommends eating whole grains if you have diabetes. Scientists from Commerce University say that there hasn't been a single study which has shown negative health effects of whole grains on diabetes. In a 2018 study, these same researchers found that whole wheat, 100% risk of diabetes, those who ate 50 grams a day, one bowl of cereal or a slice of bread, had a 22% or 34% lower chance of developing diabetes. So don't be afraid of whole grain 100% wheat bread. Don't worry about sweet potatoes. Unlike other starchy foods, sweet potatoes can help reduce diabetic symptoms. Registered dietitian Kaufman says that sweet potatoes have a lower GI than white potatoes. So eating a medium-sized potato can regulate your blood sugar. They also provide anti-diabetic minerals such as vitamin C, iron, and fiber. However, sweet potatoes' GI changes depending on how you cook them. In a 2011 study on the Journal of Nutrition, researchers report that boiled sweet potatoes have the lowest GI. Roasting increased sweet potato GI more than any other method, although frying was a close second. Eggs can be good for cholesterol. Oftentimes we have been told that eggs is kind of bad and heavy on it, but for years, eggs have been demonized for raising cholesterol. In reality, eggs reduce LDL cholesterol, the bad kind, and raise the HDL cholesterol, the heart-healthy kind. According to Mayo Clinic, the cholesterol change can stabilize blood pressure and blood sugar in people with type 2 diabetes. I'm one that will agree with the eggs because for years I didn't eat eggs. I was told that you should only eat the egg whites and that the egg whites were very good for you and you need to stay away from the yolk. And I didn't eat them. I didn't eat them at all. And once I found out I was diabetic, type 2 diabetic, and needed to make some changes in my diet, eggs were introduced as a healthy fat. I indulged in the eggs, and I eat them every day. I eat the yolk and the white. The only thing I take out is maybe some of the little steroids that might be kind of connected to the yolk, that little look like pussy white or a little fat white. I just kind of take a spoon and take that out and beat my egg and make sure I cook them thoroughly. And I don't eat them runny or half done, over easy, or sunny side up. I cook them completely, and I eat them every day, and I find that they've been doing a lot of good for me. Since eggs have a lot of protein, they keep you fuller and regulate your blood glucose. If you eat eggs, include the yolk, since most of the egg's nutrition comes from there. A handful of nuts may help prevent heart disease. A handful of nuts every day may benefit people with diabetes. In the study, in Circulation, showed that nuts decrease the likelihood of heart disease in diabetic patients. After eating 1 ounce serving of nuts 5 times a week, those with type 2 diabetes were 17% less likely to develop cardiovascular disease. The researchers reported that most effective nuts were walnuts, pistachios, almonds. However, these aren't the only nuts that work. Cashews and peanuts also improve blood pressure and cholesterol in people with type 2 diabetes. Nuts, I eat and try to eat a little of them every day. The thing about it is, when we're eating and thinking about taking care of our bodies and our health, one thing we must definitely do, remember to do it in moderation. We don't want to overeat or overdo anything. And God even tells us in his word, do all things in moderation, decently and in order. So we have to remember that even when it comes down to eating. Here's another reason to enjoy garlic. If you love garlic, you're in good blessing. Several studies have reported that garlic regulates blood sugar. Yes, it does. Cholesterol and inflammation. During 2011 research in Pakistan, people with type 2 diabetes consumed 900 milligrams of garlic daily over 24 weeks. In the end, participants experienced better cholesterol, glycemic control, triglycerides, sugar levels, and blood pressure. According to the journal, garlic also decreases LDL cholesterol and raises the beneficial HDL cholesterol, the good one. Although a small amount of garlic won't transform your health, it's still another reason to enjoy garlic. Garlic is very good for you, and I like to add that it's also a natural antibiotic. The scoop on beans, if you have diabetes, it says the American Diabetes Association says that it can be good to eat beans a couple of times each week. During a 2012 study, JAMA people who ate more beans gained better glycemic control. Beans have a low glycemic index and they digest slowly, which keeps your blood sugar stable for longer. Beans also provide a lot of fiber. According to the Mayo Clinic, fiber slows the absorption of sugar to improve blood glucose level. A high fiber diet can also help prevent type 2 diabetes for those with high risk, or an easy source of fiber eat more beans. And I would say I find every time I eat at least a cup of black beans. Black beans are number one, top of the line, and just eating a cup of black beans and check your levels the next morning for your sugar levels or your blood pressure. You'll find that they're down, and you'll find that it brings them to a good balance. I try to always, every week, eat me some black beans, and eat every day at least one green vegetable, green leafy vegetable. It says, don't forget citrus fruits. The American Diabetes Association lists citrus fruits as diabetic superfoods. Although lemons and oranges are acidic, they still help with diabetes. According to the Harvard Health Publishing, eating citrus juice with a high GI food lowers the overall glycemic index. The acidity converts starch into sugar, which has a gentler effect on blood sugar. You find that if you eat the citrus fruits are very good for your health. Just don't overdo it, because they carry their own fructose and sugar. And sugar is one thing we definitely want to avoid at all costs, the white refined sugar. Tomatoes, raw or cooked, can improve blood sugar. Whether raw or cooked, tomatoes can alleviate diabetic symptoms. During a 2011 study, diabetic participants who ate 200 grams less than one cup of tomatoes per day experienced better blood sugar levels. Diabetic patients also recorded improved blood pressure after eating tomatoes daily. Tomatoes are non-starchy, low GI fruit. Yes, they're fruit with few carbohydrates, according to the research published in the International Journal of Food Science Nutrition. Tomatoes high in vitamin C, beta-carotene, potassium, and lycopene make them anti-diabetic and potentially anti-heart disease. It's no wonder why the American Diabetes Association recommends tomatoes. One of the other really good ones for you, and this one I eat every day also, and that one is ginger. Although research on ginger and diabetes is limited, the current studies seem promising. In 2018, scientists examined several clinical studies and found that ginger works very well for the body. Ginger has anti-inflammatory properties that help soothe the arteries and blood vessels. Ginger powder supplements also help with type 2 diabetes. So the powder, the natural ginger, the root ginger, the supplements are all good, as well as the garlic. You can also use garlic supplement tablets. They come in tablets or gel form, and they all work just as good, just as well for the body. I can't say enough about chia seeds. Chia seeds are great and excellent for your overall health, your overall body, very good for omega-3 fatty acids, very healthy and good for the body. I'm going to say at this time that I hope that I was able to share, amen, a lot of things with you that could really help you in, on the way of reversing diabetes and not allowing it to come back by eating a lot of these good foods. It looks like it's about that time that I'm going to have to close off, amen, at this time. And I pray that, amen, you all look into what you're eating, because your food is very important. And you are what you eat. Eat in moderation. I'm going to turn it back into your hands, Pastor Jones, at this time. God bless you.
God bless you. Let's give a big hand for Pastor Anthony. Let's give her a big hand. Give Pastor Anthony a really big
thank
hand. Thank you, Pastor Andrew.
Amen. God bless you.
That was some amazing information about diabetes, because a lot of people are fighting diabetes right now, and you just enlightened a lot of people who are listening. And for those who weren't able to catch this, our shows are archived. As soon as this show is over, you can go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and you can just listen to this over and over. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you can listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio or Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook over and over again.
Now,
real quick, let's see if we have one question for you, because I know you got to go. I know you have something to do. But real quick, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana, do you have a question or a statement for Pastor Andrews before she goes?
I just want to say thank you for sharing the word this morning and for also extending more knowledge on type 2 diabetes.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
I want to go really quick to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, do you have a question or a statement for Pastor Andrews about diabetes?
First, let me commend you and thank you, Pastor Andrews, because that was a wealth of life, healthy-giving information there. Last week we covered diabetes, but you brought an additional amount of education, knowledge, and wealth for us to add to our life, add to our diet, and to our lifestyle to help keep us healthy, because not excluding me, I am the chief of sometimes not eating healthy. So I want to just thank you for continuing to re-influence me to be correct. So thank you very much.
Amen. You're very welcome. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. So, Pastor Andrews, we want to thank you for coming on. I know you have a little time to do what you have to do. Sister, Cousin Veronica, Cousin V, all the way from Florida, said, was there information on wounds that may not heal and is a sign of diabetes? Like, say, for instance, somebody get a sore on their foot and it's not healing. What should they do, and is that a sign of diabetes? Really quick, Pastor Andrews, because I know you got to go.
Oh, I would definitely see my doctor, so that if there's anything that you need to do extra special for that, it can be done. One thing I would like to say, you may be able to do a foot soak. You might be able to do a foot soak with a little apple cider vinegar and water. Mm-hmm. And soak your feet for maybe about 10 or 15 minutes if you're the type that can use the apple cider vinegar and water. And have the water kind of warm, a little bit towards hot, but kind of warm. Do a foot soak, and then after you're done with the foot soak, you might want to apply just a little olive oil mixed with maybe just a little bit of coconut oil together, and then mix that and kind of apply it to the area that may be a little affected. But I would see my doctor right away. I would make a doctor's appointment right away, because you may need some medication or some extra special attention to that.
Yeah, Pastor Andrews, hold that thought. There's a caller. Caller in the 310-954 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 310-954 area code, are you there?
Yes, hi, Pastor Jones. This is Professor Reams. I just wanted to quickly call in and apologize that we're in meetings today in the little emergency. So I just wanted to let you know I won't be there to do the commentary. But otherwise, I heard a little bit of the show, and it sounds great.
Thank you so much. Everybody say good morning to Professor Reams, please.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning to everyone.
I'm going to have to tune out now, Pastor Jones. Sorry.
Okay.
Got to go to the Bible study.
Thank you, Pastor Andrews, so much, and God bless you. Everybody say goodbye to Pastor Andrews, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
You're very welcome.
Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jesse Jones Radio Talk Show. Thank you so much, Professor Reigns, for calling in. We know you're in an emergency. But I just want to say, I want to shout out someone. Professor Reigns, did you want to say anything else?
No, Pastor Jones, just remind everyone, let's continue to lift each other up and be in prayer and vote, vote, vote. Your vote is important, and we're out here canvassing as well as texting and also writing letters or so. So everyone, we need to get together and get into good trouble as John Lewis has told us to do, and this is the time to do it. And that is now, would have been my quick commentary.
Well, now, Professor Reigns, before you go, our second topic is slavery is on the ballot for voters in 5 states in the United States: Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont. And 3 additional states have approved similar ballots, and they are Colorado, Nebraska, and Utah. Let's talk about it on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I can't believe slavery is going to be on the ballot in 2022. Can I get your closing remarks on that, Professor Reigns, please, before you go?
Well, I've been reviewing these, and a part of it is probably 2 sides of it. On the one side, they're saying that under the circumstances, these laws are still on the books in many of these states, and that for this fall, the measures would amend the Constitution to eradicate slavery under any terms so that it doesn't return back to the forefront. What's happening is that states are finding that old laws that haven't been eliminated or eradicated can still call them back up should there be a change in administration or there should be a tone or change in that state. And the thing that you have to remember is that, remember, we're as a checks and balance, we have the 13th Amendment, 14th and 15th Amendment, which was put in place, and that's for the whole country. However, through the 10th Amendment, the states can also create their own laws that have been provided by the Constitution, but then they can do it whether they can say yes or no. If there is nothing there that will tell the state how to respond, and so with these legislation that's there, it's the focus is eradicating from those states where it could return. Now, of course, there would be a lot of uproar if they were trying to reinstate some of these, especially since you have in the 13th Amendment. For prisoners, where that has been one of the exceptions. And so this is an interesting point in history where at least there we're talking about it. So hopefully this is the direction that we're going. So we'll see what happens definitely by Tuesday and whether they're successful in eradicating them or not. And so I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much, Professor Reigns. Let's give Professor Reigns a big hand for sharing that information for us. Even on his busy time at work in the middle of a meeting, still taking out time to call into the show. We're going to miss your commentary today, but Clarence and Allen will jump in your shoes, and we'll jump in the limousine and take off after we're finished. How about that, Professor Reigns?
You're in excellent hands with the regulator.
Amen. Praise God. Wow.
Everyone, yes. So have a wonderful, blessed day and also a blessed week. But I will be back next Monday as things develop in the election arena. Yes.
Okay. So, Solana and Clarence, you guys want to say something to Professor Reigns before he goes real quick? Thank you, Solana. How are you doing?
I love you much. God bless your day, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.
Oh, thank you, Talana.
Brother Clarence?
Except a smaller pair of shoes, maybe my foot could fit in, because I can't fit your shoes, Professor Reigns. The commentary, there's nobody can do it like you.
Well, Clarence, it's always an honor that you to have you and to do everything you do, because as usual, you're going to knock it out of the ballpark. So never worries. We're all sharing some of the shoes, I just love how your take on everything that you do, especially with the books and all the publishing overall. So it's just an honor just to know you and how beautiful you are and how you're going to phrase it for today. So with that, I have no worries because the regulator's in the house and you're going to knock it out because it is written.
All right. Amen. Praise God. Wow. Thank you, Professor Reams. Looking forward. Okay, Professor, have a great day. God bless you. And thank you for being such a very wonderful, important component of the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I don't know what we would do without you. We love you, and God bless you and the family, and I hope you have a fantastic and phenomenal week.
Thank you. Thank you all. Love you much. And so so God be the glory, and let's move on and pray for all of us.
Amen, amen, amen. All
okay.
Right, praise God.
Okay.
To everybody.
Okay.
Thank you, Professor. To everybody out
okay.
there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Did you want to say something else, Professor? Oh, okay, he had to go. Professor Reams is over at the university, and they're working on some stuff that has to do with voting rights. And your vote is good because your vote counts, and we need to get your vote in, and that's so important. A lot of times people don't vote. They should vote, but they don't vote. They should reach out and vote, but they don't reach out and vote. So don't let there be any excuses, especially with slavery being on the ballot, especially with slavery actually being on a ballot to vote slavery in. Can you believe that? I know I can't. I am so glad right now that I don't live in any of these places where slavery is on the ballot. And I'm talking to people who do live in these places. If you live in Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, or Vermont, or Colorado, or Nebraska, or Utah, slavery is on the ballot in those states. 2022 going into 2023, and we're still dealing with some 1809 stuff. Okay, we're still dealing with some 1901 stuff. Still dealing with some stuff from people who have no love for certain people. And they're so mad with themselves and so disappointed in themselves. And they're so busy trying to keep their numbers up that they want to kill off our numbers by any means necessary. Now, when we were being told about this, we didn't listen. But I'm telling you today, you need to not only listen, but you need to act. You need to move. You need to vote. There's no, we need to abolish slavery being on any ballot anywhere in the United States of America. It should be against the law. Slavery should be against the law. It is against the law. I mean, I can't see anybody today out there picking cotton or tobacco in the tobacco fields and being hit with a whip or beat down or whatever. I can't even imagine it. I can't begin to imagine it. And the only way we're going to be able to get something like this off the ballot is to vote it out completely wherever you are. So please don't let anyone intimidate you from going to your ballot box and dropping in your vote, because your vote counts. I want to stop to do a short commercial break. I don't know if Letitia can still see me or not, or still hear me, but over the weekend, we were down in Phoenix, Arizona, and we went to a mall called the Chandler Mall, where my sister-in-law has a store called Pureistic Health. Oh, there she is right there. Thanks to the hearts. Pureistic Health and Beauty. And it's located at 3111 West Chandler Boulevard in Chandler, Arizona. That's Chandler, Arizona. Now, if you want to get any of her products, and I have a lot of them, this one right here is called Classic Man. It's a lotion called Classic Man for Men, and I'm wearing some right now. I'm wearing some right now. This is a activated charcoal creamy mask. Charcoal mask for men and women, and I have it right here, and I'm using it, and it works wonders on your face. She also, now these are all holistic health, natural, organic things. She has a oil a men's beard oil that goes on. I'm wearing it right now. He has an oil that goes on your head that I'm wearing right now. As you can see the glow, it's amazing. And so you got to check out Pureholistic Health and Beauty. I just want to give her a shout out right now. And if you want to order something because you can't get to Arizona to get it, then you could just go to www.pureholistichealth.com, www.pureholistichealth.com, and you can order any of these online. Now, here's the soap here for men, and this soap is right here. It's for men. It's handmade. It's nice. It smells good. It looks good. You know I'm going to be using this, right? No doubt. And here is a wonderful soap right here that it all of her stuff smells so good. I mean, it smells so good. I just don't know what to say. And it's all natural. It's all natural. And this one, that smells so good. That's all I can say. And again, and then I have the oil for my head. And then I have one. It's a body butter for men. And, if, you know, we can put it on our feet. We can put it on our knees, our elbows. I have the body butter. I have the Classic Man stuff. So if you want to get some Classic Man stuff, you want to get the Classic Man body butter and all those great things, I just told you how you could do it. There's the information right there from Letitia. She is, and to top all that off, in the Chandler Mall, she is the first and only African-American woman to open up a black-owned business in that whole gigantic entire mall. So I want to commend Letitia Long as a historian who's making history in a historical way in the Chandler Mall by being the first African-American black woman to open up a store called Pureholistic Health. And the store is amazingly beautiful. If you go on the website, you'll see how nice the store is, and you're very, very welcome. And we got to shout these kind of things out. Yes, we have to support and recycle black dollars. So if you want to support her business, and you want to support a black-owned business at that, follow that information right there. Go online and get the body butter. They have candles, soaps, charcoal, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I can't even name it all, but, you know, me and the wife, we did buy quite a bit of stuff, and that's how you support. And it's a beautiful store. It's so amazing, and the best is yet to come. And hopefully, one of her stores will be down in Los Angeles in the Beverly Hills area real soon, because if it could be there in Chandler, Arizona, it can be on Rodale Drive. That's what I'm talking about. So I want to give a big shout-out to Pureholistic Health, and we were there over the weekend, me and the wife, visiting the family. So I want to shout-out the Long family and the Jones family. We had such a wonderful, phenomenal time, and I got to shout-out how great it was to see family and get a big hug and smile and laugh and eat some food together and spend some quality time. Because when you get so busy into your life and your lifestyle and the things that you have to do to maintain your life and your lifestyle, sometimes you don't get to see each other as much because you're always so busy. But thank God for taking out a moment to share a little time with family. Amen. Yes, right next to Macy's and See's Candy. Yes, she is. Yeah, her store is right in between Macy's and See's Candy. So I'm just shouting out pureholistichealth.com. And now, without further ado, God bless you, Letitia and the Long family. God bless you, Jones family. God bless all our family. I want to shout out my son, Ishmael Esquire, and happy birthday to Sasha and Esquire, my two kids who just had birthdays. Oh, okay, good, good. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Yes, follow and purchase. Follow and purchase. Yes. Yeah. All right, Cousin Angela. Follow and purchase. Amen. You're going to love that. And then, you know, I'm looking forward to talking to my sister-in-law about putting up a store in the Beverly Hills area. I think that'll be great. Yes, yes, yes. And that's how we do it. And I believe it's going to come to pass. And I already claim it in the name of Jesus. Faith without works is dead. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, says that the evidence of the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We can't see what God can do, but we know he's always there, you know, and that's why we got to keep the faith, you know, and faith without works is just dead. So keep the faith, keep believing, keep receiving. And Hebrews 11:1, faith is the subject of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I just wanted to get that out. It's so important. Faith is the subject of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We can't see God, but he's always there. We can't see the air that we breathe, but we know it keeps us alive. So without further ado, you're on an Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And I want to send a big shout-out to my wonderful, beautiful wife. And I want to send a shout-out to Saisha, who is my niece, who has an extraditionist business. And while we were there, we got a facial. And as you can see, my face is looking great. I want to thank the extraditionist, Saisha, my niece, for doing the facial. And also, too, I want to send a shout-out to my sister, Carolyn, who is an extraditionist who gave me a back facial for your back. And it was cool. It was wonderful. I'm feeling so relaxed, and the family is just talented, so many talents in the family. So I want to send a shout-out to everyone. And also, I want to send a shout-out to my daughter, Shanice, who has a business as well. And so it's just a beautiful thing. So send a shout-out to my daughter, Talana, Shadana, Ishmael, Esquire, Sasha, and Dasha. I love all my children. I love all my grandchildren. Shout-out to all my grands that I did get a chance to see over the weekend, to my son and his wife, and my grandkids that I hadn't seen for a while. It was so good to pick them up and hug them.
Happy birthday,
it was so good. Amen. And to my great-granddaughter, Trinity, happy birthday to her. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. So family. So that's what our show is about today. We dedicate this show to family. We dedicate this show to diabetes and to lung cancer. These are, you know, very important things. So back to the show. Without further ado, we are going to go back to talking about what we're talking about. We're talking about slavery is on the ballot in eight states. In eight states in America. Man, Eddie Gibbs, what's up, bro? Man, I mean, we went to elementary school, middle school, and high school together. What's up, bro? How you feeling, man? I'm glad you're reaching out to our show. This is amazing that slavery is on the ballot. And I know people don't believe it. They be calling me, hey, man, is this real? Yes, it's real. The slavery is on the ballot in Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont, and three additional states, which are Colorado, Nebraska, and Utah. Okay? Slavery is on the ballot. Hey, what's up, cousin Brenda Hayter Shaker? What's going on in Texas? Hey, what's up, family? Oh, my gosh, it's so good. This fantastic family. Amen. I love my family. Sending a big shout-out to my cousin Brenda Kelly. Hey, love you, cousin Brenda, and love all my family out there. God bless you. And please tell 10 people about this right now. Send this to 10 people so that they can watch, too. But slavery on the ballot in 2022 is unbelievably ridiculous. I never thought that I would be living in this time to see slavery on the ballot where people can vote slavery in. I wish somebody, you know what, God let me be born in Los Angeles, California for a reason, because if I was in some of them southern states, and I would be like Nat Turner. I would definitely be an insurrectionist. I definitely would. I would be an insurrectionist in a second. There's no way in God's green earth I would be walking around with my head down, yes, sir, and no, sir, and nobody, okay? All right? Yes, ma'am, and no, sir, ma'am. And no, it's not going to happen in my time. It's not going to happen in my kids' time, okay? So shout out to changing things in the world. I love my young people. Who are out there protesting for righteousness and justice and equality. Someone has to pick up the torch and do it. I can't do it all by myself. The Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, my organization, we are on the move every single day. But it takes a village. It takes each and every one of us. And that's why we got to stop shooting each other and killing each other and tripping out on each other, because when this war comes down, this civil war, we're going to have to, like, look out for our women and children and galvanize together, because it's coming. And if you don't have your groceries ready, you don't have your food stocked up, you don't have your sleeping bag stocked up, you don't have your tent stocked up, you don't have your stuff stocked up, you're going to be left behind. And you're going to become part of the problem instead of part of the solution. So if you want to be part of the solution, first of all, start planning on what you're going to do when this stuff goes down, because it's going down in the United States of America. Let's go to Clarence and Mellon. Clarence and Mellon, take the floor. What do you feel about slavery being on the ballot in 8 states? What do you feel about that? Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
Yes, sir, Pastor Eddie. Thank you. Another very important hot-button topic. This is headline. This is hot news right here. You only get this on the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. And on October 22nd, the New York Times posted this here. Voters in 5 states where slavery or involuntary servitude remains legal as a punishment for people who are convicted of crimes will vote next month on whether to ban the practice outright if past measures in Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, Vermont could open the door for prisoners there to challenge forced prison labor for which most are paid pennies per hour, and in some cases are not at all. Legal experts caution that the ballot measures will not likely have any immediate legal effect if passed, but prisoners and their advocates say the measures will send an instant message that American freedom for slavery does not hinge on whether they committed a crime. Noting in the Constitution is just symbolic, said Curtis Ray Davis II, who said he earned 2 cents an hour picking cotton, okra, squash, and other crops in Louisiana fields while in prison. We do not need to enslave people in order to punish them. The measures which are on the November 8th ballot have drawn criticism from some lawmakers who say that the changes are unnecessary or confusing. In one state, a former sponsor said the proposal was so ambiguous that he started arguing people to vote against it. And so, you know, Pastor Eddie, you came up with something. Professor Reams mentioned the constitutional 13th, 14th, and the 15th amendments of the constitutions, where if you commit a crime, you will go to prison and you will be enslaved, just as this young man stated that he worked for pennies in Louisiana. I was once a state prisoner. I worked for 25 cents an hour at the California State Institution Tehachapi. So, you know, this is how some of these institutions save millions of dollars of paying people legal wages by hiring these prisons. These private prisons make money from corporations to have prisons to make their products, even farming. They have fish farms where prisoners raise fishes. So Walmart have their uniforms made by prison. And so when you're looking at somebody not making that $15 an hour and someone being locked up that's making that material, that same outfit, that same uniform for 25 cents, 75 cents, you're looking at $14 an hour, 5 days a week. Some prisons may work even on weekends. We're not there. We don't know. Around the clock producing their products. And this is the kind of money that they're saving and they're making by charging us a $4 amount out here as consumers. So, you know, Pastor Eddie, you said at the beginning of the show, we have to vote. We have to read the propositions, the amendments. We have to know who we're voting for, what they stand for, who they're going to represent, us or the corporations, and even some of these racists who are out here, like you said, Pastor Eddie, who do not want us here at all. We have built the Americas already. Now they have machines, computers, robots. In many places, they don't need us anymore. You know, they got the fully automated pizza-making companies now. You can just order the machine to slap out the dough and put the spread and the cheese and whatever else additive you want on there, and pop, you have a pizza in just a few minutes. So, Pastor Eddie, this is another very important subject that we need to be enlightened to.
I want to thank you for finding this topic and bringing awareness to us, all the listeners throughout the nation, the state, around the country, man, around the world, that slavery is there. Still people who want us to bow down to them. And I'm with you on that. I would be an abolitionist. I would be a warrior against anybody, you know, who would want to imprison me. I refuse to bow down to anything. I don't care what state it is. They bring it to California. I know slavery was against California during the time of slavery was against slavery. A lot of slaves escaped and came to California because it was illegal in the state of California. So I really believe that it wouldn't happen here, but we see the practices in these states, and we have no idea how many other states who would be in line to follow suit if these laws were to pass or be increased.
Wow. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence M. Allen. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. I want to thank all my friends on Facebook Live right now. Please send this to 10 people. Tell 10 people they need to hear this, okay? Your vote counts. And guess what? If you don't vote this off the ballot, if you don't go in there and vote to abolish slavery, then it's going to pass and they're going to be having slavery in these states. And next thing you know, they'll be moving it around the entire United States. These Republicans are not playing. They're serious about what they want to do. They want to bring slavery back. So it's up to us to go to the polls and make sure that it doesn't come back, okay? Just like you have to vote for your civil rights. They try to take civil rights away. They're trying to take your freedom and your equality and your justice away. And we can't stand for it. Let's see, caller in the 503-747 area code, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh, it's Miss Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie. How are you this morning?
I'm troubled.
Goldie, good morning.
Good morning. I'm troubled, and this, what I just heard, is more troubling than anything.
Well, that's okay. It's all right. It's the reality that we all must deal with. Now, you live in the state of Oregon, right?
Right.
And on the ballot in the state of Oregon is they're voting to abolish the slavery that's on the ballot. So are you going to go out and vote to make sure that that doesn't pass?
I already did.
Oh, you already did. Okay. Can we give her a hand for voting? Let's give Linda Goldie a hand. Give her a hand. Right on, Linda. Thank you for voting for that. Talana. Thank you. Talana, are you there? Talana, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Talana, did you hear what Linda Goldie just said? She lives in the state of Oregon where it's on the ballot to abolish slavery, and she voted for it. What do you think about that, Talana? She voted for it not to go through.
We appreciate your voice, Linda. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. So Linda Goldie, I know before we go any further on this very hot topic, it's time for some poetry. I'm sure you have something very wonderful for us today. Linda Goldie, take the floor. Give us poetry and motion. This is your segment. Take the floor. Give us poetry and motion.
Well, I don't know how wonderful this is. It's about my mother's life. I think about my mother's life, how much of it was pain and strife and endlessly competing with projects for completing. I think about the screams I heard and times she never said a word, and when I asked specifically why she never wanted me. Then when her time was near its end, I saw her grief to lose a friend she knew for many years, but never saw her tears. All I saw and think about left its mark on me, no doubt, and relatives who stayed a while, but Grandma's begging made me smile. I think that I was tough enough to survive a lot of stuff, but wondered if I ever would do the world some good.
Wow, let's give a big hand. That was a very, oh my gosh, Linda, that was, man, that was pretty deep. That poem right there was deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, quicker than the rivers. I could feel the words in that poem. Thank you very much. That was a segment on our show called Poetry in Motion. We're also going to have the sports report in just a little while. Matter of fact, it's 10, I want to make sure I get this right, 10:25. In 5 minutes, we'll be starting on our regular segment, which we'll have Regulate the Manual. We'll have Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. We won't have Health and Wellness. We had that earlier when we talked about diabetes with Vera Jones and Pastor Andrew. However, we will have maybe one more poem from Linda Goldie. So, Linda, look up another poem that you can find for Halloween, if you have one for Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, all you parents out there, check your kids' candy. I don't know why we always have sick people that want to put needles in the candy, razor blades in the candy, poison in the candy. Please check your kids' apples, oranges, candy, bananas, whatever they get. Make sure you analyze and evaluate it before you allow them to eat it, partake in it. Because, you know, kids, they just love candy. Yes, go right here, Brother Clarence.
You know, there's really a lot of emphasis being put on to make sure that candy is authentic, because they're making these jugs of fentanyl to look just like candy, and they're hiding it in candy packages. So we need to really also, and they say if it looks funny, do not touch it, because if you just touch this drug, it could kill you. You know, a friend of mine showed me a picture of a guy who had died, and he was in the position of sitting in a chair, but he was on his back. And the information that my friend gave me was that doctors can tell who come in when they overdose on fentanyl, because the position that they're in, they're going to be stuck just like that. So, you know, this is serious. Appreciate you mentioning that, Pastor Eddie.
Yeah, to all of you folks out there taking your kids trick-or-treating, you know, we got to be careful, because there's stuff in the candy. They put drugs in the candy. They put poison in the candy. They put objects in the candy. And that just lets you know that there's some sick, ludicrous individuals who are willing to hurt children. And for you big adults out there who want to put on your costumes and go out and party too, you be careful. Thank you, Evangelist Virginia, all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Such an honor and a pleasure to have you on. If you're going to a Halloween party, watch what you take. Don't let nobody drug you and take you off somewhere and you wake up in the morning and you're a sex slave, okay? Don't let nobody make you take you off somewhere and do something to you that you know, people get to drinking and having a good time and partying. Yay! No, please don't become a victim. Be careful of your environment and your surroundings, and be aware that everybody is not trying to be a happy-go-lucky individual and have just a good time on Halloween. The witches and the warlocks are going to be out. They're going to be chanting and doing everything they can to destroy something and or somebody. So just be alert. Halloween is not everything that is pumped up to be, okay? It's actually a very dark holiday, and I don't celebrate Halloween. I'm just telling you, I'm keeping it real. I'm going to give out some candy to the kids, and I think I'm going to give them out some biblical little pamphlets to go with it. Okay? Nothing wrong with that. Okay? Here's your candy in the name of Jesus, not in the name of Halloween, that's for sure. And I don't believe in it. Not when I was younger, I did. But I've come to a point in my life where, hey, much love. Hey, God bless. I just seen so many things that they've done to kids over the years, and it makes me upset. So take your kids to the church. Take your kids to the grocery store. Take your kids to places where there's lots of people, and have a really good Halloween, a good time. Okay, so much for that. Let's see. We got another caller. But before we go to that caller, we want to make sure, let's see. Wait, hold on. Caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Did you want to say something? Caller in the 323-646 area code. Did you want to say something? Okay, they just want to hold on? Okay, stay right there. Okay. Let's see, caller in the 310-977 area code. Are you there? Did you want to say something? Caller in the 310-977 area code. Did you want to say something? Okay, hold on. Don't go nowhere. Okay. All right, so without further ado, let's close out on the slavery thing. I just wanted to make sure you get educated and get some knowledge and some wisdom. Slavery is on the ballot to abolish it, to take it away, to get rid of it. So make sure you go out and vote. You don't want, especially in Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, Vermont, also in Colorado, Nebraska, and Utah. If you're living in any of those states, you need to be at the ballot first thing right now. You don't have to wait till the last minute to vote. Make sure you get this off the ballot. We don't want nothing about slavery on any ballot, okay? And this is a civil rights violation. Have you ever seen one, okay? To put you, you know, you go to jail or prison and you become a slave, working for a penny an hour, 10 cents an hour, to go out and press license plates and build furniture and do whatever they have you do for free while they sell it for thousands of dollars off your blood, sweat, and tears. I just couldn't imagine carrying a bundle of cotton to weigh it on a cotton gin to see how much money I'm going to get for the day. Not in my lifetime. I'll guarantee you that. Not in my kids and my kids' 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 lifetime. It ain't going to happen, okay? And the way that we make it not happen is we get out and exercise our vote. Your vote counts. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, Jr., president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And we need to exercise our rights. We need to remember our amendments. If you don't know your amendment rights, just Google it and read it, okay? If you don't have time to read it, you can hit the little voice box and it'll tell you every amendment and what it means. You don't have to read it if you don't feel like reading all of it. Just listen to it. Why? Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And when you put power and knowledge inside, then you get wisdom. And wisdom makes you intellectually intelligent about the situation that you're faced with, okay? That is such a priority and such importance. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. It's time to start our regular segment. So we're going to start off with another poem, and then right after that, we're going to go to Words of Wisdom. But before we go to Words of Wisdom, let's go back to Linda Goldie. Let's cool it down, Linda Goldie, with some more poetry in motion. Please take the floor. Give us poetry in motion.
Okay. I work both night and day to get a getaway from all that would conspire to rob me of desire to exist. And that's why I persist. I hear the distant drumming, the closer that it's coming. And even as I plug my ears, it's going to come and soon appears. The reason for my living is only to be giving what I cannot keep, even as I wish for sleep. But in my life are others who face each day the way I do and more to the extreme. That's why we all need a dream.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that wonderful poem. Thank you very, very much. Right on. Well, thank you, Linda Goldie. Evangelist Virginia Valentine from Baton Rouge, Louisiana said, know the truth and the truth will make you free. We were just talking about slavery. So she was, you know, slavery on being on the ballot. That's crazy. So I'm glad. Thank you, Linda, for that wonderful poem. Hey, Maggie Wiggins, how are you? God bless you. Welcome to our show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights and constitutional rights and human rights and your rights and our rights and our rights. And oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Let's say hi to, there she is right there. Aretha Adams Jones, welcome to the show. How are you, Aretha Adams Jones?
I am fine. Thank you for asking. How are you, Pastor Jones?
I'm doing wonderful. Everybody say hi to Dr. Aretha Adams Jones.
Hi, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday.
I'm slumping my pillow, laying back on my couch. Dr. Aretha Adams Jones is in the house.
Yes.
All right.
Now, Aretha, hold that thought. We're going to get you right on. But first, we're going to get words of wisdom. We just heard from Linda Goldie. But now, when I call you back on, which will be right after Words of Wisdom, I've got to ask you a question about slavery being on the ballot. So think about what you want to say about slavery being on the ballot and for us voting to abolish it to make sure that it doesn't pass. Hold that thought. Talana Jones.
I'm sorry.
Hold that thought.
What's on the ballot?
Slavery is on the ballot.
In five states, eight states. It's on the ballot in Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont. And then it's on the ballot in Colorado, Nebraska, and Utah. So hold that thought. Think about it. If we don't go to the polls and vote it off, slavery's going to pass. And we don't want that to pass, so we got to vote slavery off the ballot. So with that being said, Cousin Angela said Dr. Aretha, and she put a heart up there. So we'll get right back to you. Talana Jones, please take the floor. Talana, take the floor and give us words of wisdom with Talana Jones, my daughter. It's her segment. Take the floor, Talana. Go right ahead.
All righty. Good morning again, everybody. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. And today's words of wisdom, I believe, coincide with what we've been talking about, but imagine if we all do come together, what would actually happen? To become impenetrable would make the world shake, predestined and conform to greatness, making the supernatural inevitable, creating the effects of change that are always necessary to answer the call to serve the right way. Thank you so much, and God bless you all. And happy birthday,
Wow. Friend.
I love you.
Wow, that was really nice. Thank you, Talana. That was really nice. Appreciate that. That was Words of Wisdom with my daughter, Talana Jones, and she is going to be writing a book about Words of Wisdom, and we'll talk about that on our show next week. But without further ado, it is time to talk to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, before you give us mental health and you, because let me tell everybody out there, mental health is a taboo topic. And we need to talk about mental health. Everybody knows somebody who has bipolar syndrome, paranoid schizophrenia, and other mental disabilities. So we don't want it to be a taboo topic. We want to be able to talk about it and talk about the elephant in the room because it's a reality. I even have a family member or family members who are having a mental disability, but I love them just the same. But we all need to love on our people that we know or people that we love, our family members. It has a mental disability. Instead of putting them down, we need to lift them up. And without further ado, Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. First of all, let me ask you, how do you feel about slavery being on the ballot? And are we, you know, in these states of Louisiana and Alabama and Tennessee and Oregon and Vermont and Colorado and Utah and Nebraska? Just want to get your take on it before you talk about mental health and you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks so much. First of all, I want to say happy Monday to all. You know, I didn't hear you when you first. I didn't understand the word that you said. The phone was going in and out. I didn't read about this. Someone shared with me about this, about the slavery and things like that. And I just said, you know, they told me what was coming down the pipeline, and I said, no, that's unconstitutional. How can they do that? And now I cannot believe that it's on the ballot. That is, it's absurd. And it's really kind of concerning. It's concerning that that could even be on a ballot. I have cousins in Louisiana. I believe that's one of the states you mentioned. That's where my parents were born. And most of my family is in Louisiana. And it's just quite concerning that could even be on the ballot. Once again, we have to continue to look to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because this world is this world has gone bonkers, and I think it's horrible that it can even get to the point where it could go on a ballot. It's really sad, and much prayer is needed. We have to continue to pray to the Lord, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith, and that's the only thing that's going to get us through this corruption and all of this racism. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
And so without further ado, Dr. Rita, please give us mental health and you.
Okay, yeah, so mental health and you. I want to briefly talk about the importance in connecting with others. I know that we're still in a pandemic, and, you know, in 2020, it was far worse, but there are still people that are, they're shut in. They're, for whatever reason, some people are still uncomfortable about getting out. But I want to say that it's important to connect with other people. It's more important than you might think. And social connection can lower anxiety. It can lower depression. It can help us regulate our emotions, higher self-esteem, and empathy, believe it or not. And it can actually improve our immune system. And Google put out this great article, and it says by neglecting our need to connect, we put our health at risk. So how can we connect? We can connect by through emails and phone calls and social media platforms, playing online games with friends and loved ones, attending social events and our classes. You can do that virtually or in person. So you need to stay connected with others. It's just great for our mental health. And mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
All right, Dr. Rita, thank you very much. And without further ado, let's get Cousin V in the studio from Florida. Welcome to the show, Cousin V, all the way from Florida. How are you this morning? Cousin V, are you there? Cousin V, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, everybody say good morning to Cousin V all the way in Florida.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Cousin V, are you ready for the report?
Sure.
Okay, without further ado, it's time for the sports report. Let's find out what happened with the Rams and all the rest of them teams in the NFL. Cousin V, take the floor. Our sports journalist, give us the sports report.
First of all, I'm going to start off with the PGA. But as you know, there is a contest between the PGA and what they call this Live Golf. But we are going to stay with the PGA. And we had the first five winners. They played the Bermuda Championship this week, October 27th through the 30th. Their purse was $6,500,000. Seamus Powell from Ireland came in first place. Second place was Thomas Dietrich. He was from Belgium. And third place is Patrick Rogers, and he attended Stanford University. Fourth place was Chun En Yu from Taiwan, and he attended Arizona State University. And then our fifth place winner was also from the United States, Benjamin Griffin, and he attended the University of North Carolina, and he was a former loan officer. So it's amazing how you can change careers and go from little money to a lot of money and be a millionaire. And then if you want to know the scores for the NBA, because they have so many games, and the National Hockey League, they have so many games. You go to NBA.com for basketball and NHL.com for the Hockey League scores. The NCAA, we had the ninth week of 14 weeks. Notre Dame beat Syracuse 41-24. Ohio State beat Penn State 44-31. And last week, Oklahoma State beat Texas, but they got shut out by Kansas State, who's ranked number 13, 48-0. Then TCU beat West Virginia 41-31. The Florida Gators lost to number one Georgia Bulldogs 42-20. Illinois is ranked number 14, and they beat Nebraska 26-9. University of Kentucky lost to number two Tennessee 44-6. USC beat Arizona 45-37. And then Michigan beat Michigan State 29-7. UNC beat Pittsburgh 42-24. And then Texas A&M beat number 11. No, I'm sorry, they lost to number 11, Mississippi, 31-28. And UCLA beat Stanford 38-13. And then I just want to give a shout-out. Today is my niece and your cousin, Janisha Bell, Sunshine Yellow on Facebook. She served in the Army in Iraq, and today is her birthday. So happy birthday to Janisha Bell. And then
this past Friday
was my dad, Todd's birthday, and Eddie and Talana and Vera's uncle's birthday. And my baby sister, Ramonia, because she was born on my dad's birthday, but their birthday was Friday, October 28th. So happy birthday to them and heavenly birthday to my dad.
And that's why it's your happy birthday. That's why I'm passionate.
All right. And then last Thursday, we left, and the Thursday night football was a great game. Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 27-22. And then on yesterday, Sunday football, Denver beat Jacksonville Jaguars 21-17. Carolina lost to, Atlanta won the game, and they beat Carolina 37-34. Dallas beat Chicago 49-29. My Dolphins came back, and they won 31-27 over Detroit Lions. Arizona lost to Minnesota Vikings 34-26. Las Vegas Raiders, I'm sorry, Clarence, but they got shut out by New Orleans, out of all people, 24-0. New England beat New York Jets 22-17. The Philadelphia Eagles beat Pittsburgh 35-13. The Texans lost to Tennessee Titans, who is their rival, because the old Houston team back in the day, the Houston Oilers, had moved to Tennessee, so they're rivals. But Tennessee beat them again, 17-10. Washington Commanders beat the Indianapolis Colts, 17-16. San Francisco beat the L.A. Rams, all right now, 31-14. New York Giants lost to Seattle Seahawks 27-13. Green Bay lost last night in Sunday night football to Buffalo 27-17. So like they say, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? Tonight, Monday night football on ESPN at ESPN2 at 8:15 Eastern Time, which is my Florida time, it will be the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. And then the teams that are on bye this week are the L.A. Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And week 9 starts off this Thursday night with the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 7-0, the only undefeated team in the NFL, and the Houston Texans, which is 1-5-1 on the season. This is my sports report. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Let's give it up for the sports report. Sports report, thank you so much. Thank you for the sports report. Now, without further ado, it is time for Regulate the Manual with Clarence and Mallon. So he'll be doing Regulate the Manual and the commentary. It's 10:48 a.m. on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Clarence and Mallon take the floor. Regulate the Manual and the commentary.
Well, with today being the greatest day of the month of October, and today is Halloween, we're going to read the book from the book of Halloween, The Haunted Soul Brother. The sun set across the neighborhoods and throughout the city with the time for the witching hour crept closer and closer down to the minute. The trick-or-treaters went from haunted house to haunted house, and there was knocking going on from door to door. And they collected treats and played tricks along their way. Tricks and treats and candy were the number one desires of the heart. Ghouls and goblins came out just to crowd the guests for the evening. And everyone knew tonight was a Halloween delight. People of all ages donned in their masquerade costumes while the fright from the chills of all walks, as if they all were in one hell of a trance and were spellbound in a parade. There were tombs and graves open tonight. This was the only night of the year when those from the darker side were fully empowered to come to life. Tonight, every creeping thing crawled, every flying fowl soared in the air. Those who were dead came to life and walked upon the face of the earth. The atmosphere came to life and was filled with the dead creatures and corpses that stepped into the night. Have no fear. Halloween is here. Sweethearts, marbles, penny tops, Hershey's chocolate, suckers, penny candy, bubblegum, Boston baked bean, hard candies, jawbreakers, chiclets, bazooka joe, slapstick, candy apples, candy corn, chocolate-covered ants and raisins. The trick-or-treat bags were filled up with treats and candy. The sidewalks were crowded with Halloween comers and goers of all sorts. Werewolves, monsters, ghosts, Draculas, wicked witches, Frankenstein, action heroes, and many homemade creatures were all out tonight. Evil spirits took over the night with the celebrations, for all the evil powers of Halloween was in the air. Just a couple of houses ahead was a small group of young kids walking and trick-or-treating. Running past was another group of older kids, and one of those kids snatched a bag of candy from the younger kid and dashed up the sidewalk. Suddenly, from out of nowhere, a huge, dark, dirty hand grabbed the bigger kid who had snatched the bag of candy by the wrist. From the sheer force of the strength and the power of his grasp, the kid who was holding the bag was almost taken out of his shoes and the costume by the creature. The kid froze like a white ghost from seeing the monster who grabbed his wrist. There it stood, tall and dark. It appeared to look very strong. A gleam shined out of the eyes, and it had dirty black afro hairstyle with slight dread. The monster had some dirty, dingy old coveralls, as it said, as if it was looking into the kid's soul with its strong, deep face. Whatever had brought the creature together had to spend a lot of time working into creating such an authentic, frightening costume for a monster. The monster held the kid with his left hand while carrying an old rugged 2x4 in the right hand. The kid immediately dropped a bag of candy and yelled for his life as they looked at this huge, grotesque monster in his eyes. The haunted creature released the kid's wrist, and the kid fell to the ground and then got up and ran away along with his friends, screaming and crying. The creature bent down and picked up the candy bag and handed the bag back to the young trick-or-treater from whom the bag was taken. The haunted old brother, Summer.
Wow.
All right, for the haunted old brother. The Haunted Soul Brother. Now, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Thank you, Brother Clarence, for the Haunted Soul Brother. But right now, I'm talking about right now, we would have Professor Reams doing the commentary. That is his normal segment. But today, we're going to have Clarence and Mallon jump in the shoes of Professor Reams, and then we're going to close the trunk on the limo, and we're going to drive off. Clarence, take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Yes, Professor Reams, we love you. We thank you for every week when you bring the commentary and throughout the Eddie Jones Justice Radio Show. We thank you for all your wisdom and knowledge. The word of the week is healing. Healing. We all need healing. We listen to our topics, diabetes part two, slavery, you know, wants to be implemented and even increased in certain states in the union, but we all need healing. The scripture of the week is Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of a higher calling of God in Jesus Christ. Once again, I press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Every week, Pastor Eddie Jones, he does a work before the show, and his work is to find subject matters that are important to our lives, important for our safety, important for our society, for our civil rights our human rights and our constitutional rights. And so with our first topic, diabetes, part two, how to reverse the disease from the human body and what is the cure, we had our special guest, Pastor Kara Andrews, and she is a holistic health speaker, and she educated us with what diabetes 2 is, how to eat and control the symptoms of diabetes 2, and you know, she just came with some extra information because we covered diabetes last week, and she talked about the increased urinating during the night, the increased glucose in our systems and our body functions and other ailments that is produced by diabetes. And she talked about how to eat healthy. She mentioned garlic, having milk with our breakfast in the morning. She talked about the leafy green vegetables of spinach and kale. She talked about, she mentioned the importance of the vitamin C in our life, our fruit, nuts, and our berries, olive oil, to cook with that. And she mentioned, you know, she cleared something that maybe all of us might have been misled with eggs. And she talked about the health benefits of eggs and the cholesterol part, along with eating whole grains. And Talana Jones, she gave us some words of wisdom. Imagine if we all didn't come together, you know, and that just coincides with this whole entire body of the show, with the slavery, with the diabetes. Patchy Eddie mentioned about the shootings in Chicago, and if we as a people don't stop fighting, disagreeing, even hunting each other for an adversary who has weaponized us mentally and physically to go out and do a work for them, many of us just don't see that. It's there. You know, when you look at these states who want to implement slavery, and then when you look at the time of slavery, a slave was not allowed to carry a weapon at all unless you was out there plowing or cutting up crop or something. You had the very basic weapon. But now we have these guns and all these other sorts of weapons, drugs, the mental weapons of hatred, evil, violence, mental illness in our society. They have taken and put many of our minds in a slavery status to do a work for them. So we must come back to the word of week, and we all must commit to the healing of not just ourselves, but the health and wellness and the healing for all of us. Pastor Eddie spoke about his cousin's company, Realistic Health and Beauty in Arizona. So let's look that up and let's support each other. Linda Goldie, Poetry in Motion, My Mother's Life. You know, I think all of us have a compassion, passion, and a love for our mothers like no other. And how much of our mother's life was pain? How much was strife? And what kind of mark did that leave on us? Did we learn from that to do better, or did it affect us in a way where we continue to live in that pain and struggle through that strife? And it takes a work of both of day and night. We have to work day and night to get through many of our issues. And Dr. Reef Adam Jones, he said, this world is bonkers. And when we look around, many people's minds have gone bonkers, you know, and when we go back to the word of the week, healing, Dr. Rita said, connecting with others is so important. You know, it helps us with our anxiety, our depression. It eliminates our loneliness. You know, it's a life empowering exercise. It's a life empowering sport to connect with others. Mm-hmm. And Cousin B gave us our sports report. You know, that our sports, it allows everyone to come together to connect with other people. We root for our teams. We root for our players. We root for certain games. You know, even spelling bee is a sport. Yes. Chess is a sport. Dominoes is a sport. It doesn't have to be football, basketball, or baseball. Reading a book, it's a mental sport. It exercises your mind. And so once again, we heard from me with the Haunted Soul brother. You know, there are many holidays, as Pastor Eddie mentioned, and many of our holidays come from some sort of evil act. But we the people have found ways to make something good from something that's bad and bring it about to life. And so, you know, it's beneficial for our kids to go out and celebrate and get candy. Trick-or-treating is fun to a lot of people. For others, you know, right before Halloween, there are cultures who celebrate Day of the Dead, and they worship their ancestors. And so Halloween doesn't have to be all bad, because darkness by itself is not bad at all. You know, but people use the darkness for their evil deeds. But we can also do good in the dark. So it doesn't have to be bad at all. So with that, I'm going to close, and that's my commentary.
All right, Brother Clarence, let's give him a big hand. Thank you, Brother Clarence, for the commentary. Stepping in for Professor Reams to do the commentary today. Now, I just want to say to everybody out there listening to the show, the only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limit. Remember, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember, you have a constitutional right, a human right, a civil right. You have your rights and I have my rights, but together we have our rights. And we can't let anybody tell us that we can't stand for what we believe in. We need to fight for justice and equality. Remember, this is so important to get this off the ballot. Slavery should not be on any ballot in the United States of America. It shouldn't be on the ballot at all. And remember, diabetes, this is the month of diabetes and lung cancer. So if you know anybody that's diabetic, send them some love and give them this information and let them listen to the show so they can, you know, you can listen to our show anytime at blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. Or you can listen to our show by going to my Facebook page, Eddie Justice Jones Jr., and click on the show, and you can listen to the whole thing, and you'll love it. Okay, I got to go, you guys. It's been a wonderful, beautiful show. This is Halloween. Have a good time, but be very, very careful. And don't forget, again, the best is yet to come. I want to thank everybody. I want you to know that I love you all. God bless you, and have a wonderful, beautiful week, and we'll be here next Monday. And boy, do we have a topic for you. Happy Halloween. Watch out for the ghosts and goblins. Okay? Take care and peace.